Good morning. I'm George Kearns here on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org with just a few of the headlines we're following for this Monday, April 9th. If you missed it late last week, a trio of state House Republicans quietly introduced a bill that would allow lawmakers to debate seceding from the United States if the federal government confiscates legally purchased firearms in this state. Representative Mike Pitts, the measure's chief sponsor, acknowledged over the weekend that the bill has no chance of passage this year, but pledged to continue to raise the issue based on what he described a defense of the Bill of Rights. The fallout continues for Rock Hill Representative Ralph Norman, who displayed a loaded gun at a meet-and-greet Friday morning with voters. Some say Norman may have overstepped his legal right to carry a concealed weapon, and State Democratic Party Chairman Trav Robertson says he will send an official request to SLED to investigate the incident. South Carolina law states it is illegal for anyone to present or point at another person a loaded or unloaded firearm. A 48-acre parcel of land could be saved rather than developed, although some local officials are unhappy that the deal would not include public access. The Post and Courier of Charleston says a Charleston County Council committee has recommended giving the Lowcountry Land Trust up to $900,000 to buy the Johns Island site, which was appraised at more than $3 million last year. The full council will consider the recommendation tomorrow. The land will be limited to just 5 homes rather than the 48 that could be built there otherwise. Family Medicine Centers of South Carolina has told its patients that offices will close around May 31st. Back in September, the company agreed to a settlement with the federal government over accusations of false Medicare and TRICARE billings. The company denied any wrongdoing, saying the financial settlement was a business decision. Local and federal officials say a single-engine airplane landed on a beach this weekend so the pilot could take a picture. The FAA says the Piper PA-12 landed on a beach on Sullivan's Island on Saturday. The pilot took some pictures and then took off before officials could catch him. The FAA is investigating whether the landing was legal. Meanwhile, further up the coast, police are looking for a masked man who tried to rob a North Myrtle Beach gas station. Police say the man brandished a sticky note reading, "I need all the money in the register," when he tried to rob the Turtle Market. When he was refused, he went to the bar next door, where witnesses say he left on a blue moped. One man has died and another man is in jail after a hit and run in the upstate. Highway Patrol says 44-year-old Ronald Cathy's been charged with DUI involving death and an open container of alcohol violation. 46-year-old Eric Ziegler of Columbia died on the scene when he was struck while crossing the street. And that's just some of the headlines we're following this morning here on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm George Kearns.